Thousands of Illinois students with disabilities have to learn in a classroom without a special education teacher or with an educator who doesn't have the right teaching license. Those kids who may have physical or cognitive disabilities count on and are legally entitled to specially designed instruction. At Illinois' second largest school district, U46 in Elgin, they're in the midst of this same shortage. The district reported around 23 unfilled special ed positions this year. To fix it, they're teaming up with Northern Illinois University to train the educators who already assist those students the most, paraprofessionals. You may also know them as teacher's aides. 27 of its paraprofessionals are taking the leap towards a special education license through U46 and NIU's LEAP program. It stands for Licensed Educator Accelerated Pathway. Laura Heaton is the chair of the Department of Early and Special Education at NIU.
We take about 2 years of coursework, which includes student teaching, and we compressed it into about 15 to 18 months.
The paraeducators are still working at U46 schools, so they take classes 2 nights a week, learn with online modules, and work with a completion coach who can help them with study techniques and technology since most of them haven't been in a college classroom in decades. Latrice Satterwhite is the director of specialized student services at U46, and she says the pandemic has only inflamed their special ed teacher shortage.
A little more challenging over the last couple of years. That's why we were so excited when NIU, approached us about this partnership.
Carrie Deal is just about to start her fourth year as a paraprofessional at U46. She got a teaching degree and taught elementary school years ago before she had kids. And now that they're older, she felt called back into the classroom. She's worked as a para at several grade levels, including helping middle school kids with severe behavioral issues. But she's been astonished by just how many duties paraprofessionals have.
Kids with exceptional needs need their diapers changed, and there's kids that need one-on-ones, and that could range from like just being in the classroom supporting them because they have some type of like physical need, or like, hey, we're in the hallway half the time because this kid can't handle the sensory overload.
She says it was her experience in a self-contained middle school classroom with students who needed behavioral support that motivated her to get her special education degree.
It was a very challenging classroom, and I kept just being like, gosh, I wish I could teach this. Like, I wish I had that education.
She'll have classes on literacy, how to write an individualized education plan for disabled students, and how her district complies with federal disability regulations. Some of the classes are even taught by her U46 administrators. Satterwhite says LEAP includes clinical classroom experience on top of their classes, too.
Whatever group of students that they're learning about how to work with, if they have a mild disability or a significant cognitive disability, the district works to move that individual into a U46 classroom that mirrors the type of student that they're learning about to complete their field experience.
The LEAP program began earlier this year, and the first cohort is set to graduate next year. Once they earn their degree, those 27 newly minted special ed teachers will go to work at U46 for at least 5 years. Laura Heaton says Grow Your Own initiatives like this are a crucial way to address teacher shortages. They can look at specific districts and specific positions that need filling. But at the end of the day, what really motivates Deal is that these students deserve education and accommodations just like any other children.
You know, they say, oh my God, how can you do that? I always come back and say, these are kids. These are kids that in the long run just want to be like every other kid and want to be loved and understood. And you have to find a way to do that for every kid.
The first LEAP students will graduate and start teaching in special education classrooms in the fall of 2023. And NIU is also just beginning a similar pathway program with Rockford Public Schools. I'm Peter Medlin.